Remember back in 2009 when former Mayor Greg Nickels was ahead in the polls by a small margin, but still ahead, and ended up losing to Mike McGinn and Joe Malahan? It was a good example of what can happen when the stakes are high and fewer votes are cast. Matt Barreto is an associate professor of political science at the University of Washington. He says if a candidate like McGinn in 2009 has a strong get-out-the-vote grassroots army behind him, he will have a louder voice in a summer primary.
That's much harder to do in a large general election, such as a governor's election or presidential election. Those are much more predictable. The polls are very, very accurate.
Barreto says one theory why voters seem to take a vacation from voting in odd years is fatigue. People are spent after the last big election, in this case, the presidential one last November. It's a pattern that is clear when you look back at the numbers. In 2008, voter participation for the primary was 42%. In 2009, it dropped to 31%, and in 2010 it bumped back up to 40%. If you plan to cast your ballot for this year's primary, it needs to be postmarked by Election Day on August 6th. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.